Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about how everybody has different temptations and are attracted to different sins through different bait. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
What is a temptation to one may never be a temptation to another, and vice versa. For an example, somebody may be tempted to be lazy, put things off, whereas another one may be tempted to work so much that he ignores the responsibilities of his home and his church. One may be tempted to gossip, find fault, and run things down, whereas another may be tempted not to face things and confront things that need to be confronted. An evil which is desirable to one person may be repulsive to another. You see, temptations are different for different people, but we all have a sin nature that responds differently to different temptations. The bottom line is this: it is what appeals to our natural desires of that inherited, depraved nature. When you go fishing, you may get a mushy, wiggling worm. And where do you place it? Well, not, as the old joke says, in your mouth to keep it warm. No, you place it on a hook. The worm is tempting to the fish. It's not tempting to you, but it really is to the fish. However, the worm is more alluring than it actually is. And the term drawn away in our text actually has this idea of baiting a trap in its Greek usage. It's the way we would bait a hook for fishing. It means to wander, to go away from the truth. As a matter of fact, as a present passive, it is the idea of starting to wander and continuing to wander as you are led. It is a passive thing where the fish is drawn from its way. It sees the bait, and it begins to follow the bait. It begins to dwell upon it. No fish will knowingly take an unbaited hook. So the idea is to hide the hook by using the bait. And temptation always carries with it some bait. It appeals to our natural desires. And the bait will help us to look only at the moment, but not look at the long-range consequences of the sin, of the indulgence. So, see what these verses are saying here in verses 14 and 15 of James chapter 1, where he says, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." There is that temptation the devil places without. If you begin to dwell on that temptation, you'll be drawn away by the lust of desire that is in your old nature. The heart is carried away from that which is good and enticed to cleave to that which is evil and estranged from the life of God. It is then by degrees it begins to get you to dwell on the bait, and by degrees it takes you into the sin, just like in fishing. The fish may be drawn away from the others as it sees that bait, and it starts thinking on it, watching it, dwelling upon it, before it takes it. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we are told that not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So our mind needs to be renewed, and needs to be renewed daily. If you're dwelling on what your lust desires or draws your attention towards, you begin dwelling on it, you will wander away from the will and work of God. We need to begin to dwell on the Word of God through His new Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which He has placed in us, that new nature. Notice the language again of verse 15. He says, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Sin being allowed to excite desires in us soon ripens those desires into consent. And once we have consented, that is where it is said to conceive. Now, the word conceived there literally has the idea of to become pregnant. That is the one and only pregnancy that needs aborted. Conception is the joining or uniting of two. The outside temptation the devil gives joins in union with the sin nature in us, and it is allowed to continue until it brings forth its child. That is death. Sin, when it is finished, literally means when it has matured enough to bear children, bringeth forth death. Sin brings forth death, and we have ourselves to blame, no one else. A comedian years ago used to say, the devil made me do it. And he would do that in a rather mocking way, but do you realize that many Christians actually believe that it's the devil's fault and not their own fault for sin in their life? Oh, yes, the devil tempts. He tempts out there, but it's our own sin nature that dwells on it and soon follows that bait. Often, scriptures may be read by a Christian, but then they don't dwell upon them. They don't meditate on them. As a result, our mind is not renewed. Years ago, in the Old West, and back in the 1800s, was a famous criminal by the name of Jesse James. A preacher one day that knew Jesse James, knew his father, knew his family, stopped him along the way as they were out riding on horses, and they just come right into Jesse James. And this preacher, being bold as he could be, just started getting on to Jesse James' case a little bit. He said, Jesse, you need to read the Bible. Jesse James pulled a Bible out of his coat pocket and handed it to the preacher. The preacher said that that book was underlined, written on, more than most any Christian he had seen. Jesse James obviously read the Bible and wrote notes down in his little Bible that he carried about. But he obviously did not meditate on it long enough to obey it and to allow it to affect his life. Let us illustrate sin bringing forth death. It may not seem bad that one plays video games or sees a lot of police and detective stories that show death or killing. The thought in all temptation, which is often part of the bait, is, I can handle it. It won't affect me. It's not real. Well, Satan never shows the hook. Later in life, this child has some things that happen that wound his spirit. or treats them in a way that it is totally wrong, and what will Satan bring to mind and use to tempt him? Well, he saw all that killing on the police and detective stories or in the video games. So, he kills because he's been feeding it into his mind. Now again, he's responsible. We can't blame the video or the TV or anything else, but he has used that and fed that to his mind. A man sees nudity on TV, or he reads it in a magazine, and he says, I can handle it. Later, there is a situation that is not good, but he thinks he is in control. And it doesn't really lead to adultery at that point. But he continues thinking on that person. And situations are brought about that he and that person are talking one to another. Maybe they begin just sharing their heart with one another. And before too long, they're convinced they love each other. And what they have is not lust. And they begin to hug and to kiss. And yet they say no to sex. Why? Because that would be evil. They really love one another, they think. But then later, when they are both thinking only on the bait and nimbly at it, Satan pulls the hook. And they're drawn in. You see, desire conceives a method for taking the bait. And it seeks to justify it in their own mind. Hence, a couple in adultery will say, well, it was really love. No, it was really lust. They were drawn away of their own desires. Now, notice the progression. We see the emotions have been attracted. The lust within. The intellect also has been attracted. The deceit of enticement. So what is next? The will. Yes, the desire conceives a method for taking the bait, but the will approves and acts. Christian living is a matter of the will, not the feelings. I don't feel like reading the Bible today. I don't want to go to Sunday morning prayer meeting. Now, if you're like our church, our men and our women get together in different spots to pray before Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. Your church may have another time set aside where just men or just women get together and have a time of prayer. And a person says, well, I don't want to go to that prayer time. But there are those that do read their Bible every day. They do go to prayer every Sunday morning because it is right no matter how they feel. You see, the difference between mature Christians and immature Christians is that immature Christians let their feelings make their decisions. Please learn that disobedience gives birth to death, not life. Lust may seem insignificantly small, but as that seed grows, it eventually brings forth death. With Christians, it is often the death of their effectiveness and witness. I've seen gossip, griping, murmuring do more to hurt someone's witness than tobacco or a social drink. Before you sin, realize that Satan has covered that enticement, that hook, with bait. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.